Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 7 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Sean Eward with his story, Jerry's Mustache.
So I get in his car, and it's like Mr. Toad's wild ride to his house. We are slipping, we are sliding, there's snow, I'm laughing like a little too much. And like finally we come to a snowbank outside his house, and we just come crashing to this rollicking snowbank. And he lives with his mother.
Sean is a Moth Story Slam winner whose stories have been heard on USA Today's Storytellers Project, Revealed, Off My Head, Jump Creative Stories, This Much Is True, and Story Salon. When he's not telling stories, he's out creating them with his partner John and their dog, Pilot. You can find Sean on Instagram at SeanEward_storyteller. And now, without further ado, here is Sean with his story, Jerry's Mustache.
All right. So I have the best job ever. I am a clerk at a gay video store, and it is kept alive by first-run foreign movies and lots of porn. So I'm 22 years old, in my early 20s, and you know, this is pre-streaming, pre-phone, all that, so you have to go get your porn. Go down the street and get your porn and bring it back. And I fall in love with everyone I meet. I'm so young, I'm so naive, and more men contact me per minute at that job than at any time in my life, calling me about porn. They're like, you know, is my porn there? Is my porn there? I'm like, yeah, just come on in. So I feel like I know everyone. I know what they rent. I know all their quirks. I know everything. And I envision my life with them. I'm like, oh, I could be with this guy. I could be with this guy. Well, you know, they come in and return the film with like their husband, wife, wives, husbands, whatever, on their arms. Sometimes they meet each other in the store, and that is the couple. My bubble is constantly being burst. But then there's Jerry. Oh man, Jerry. Jerry is like your sexy uncle and the Marlboro man kind of mixed together. He smells so good. And I'll never think of a mustache in the same way. So I'm over rewinding films, porn, which is, right, never in the right boxes. And they're super slimy. The boxes are all kind of gross. And Jerry walks over and leans on the counter, and he smooths his mustache, he tips his cowboy hat, he hikes up his jeans, and it's all very impressive. And he says, "You're new." And thwack goes the rewind machine, right? And it wakes me out of my stupor because I'm staring at this beautiful man. And I find my words, and I'm, yes, 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 I'm new. And our hands, they touch when I give him his adult film, Rump Ranger. And he winks and smooths out his mustache and leaves. Okay, so the next day he comes back and he returns, or next week, whatever, he brings back Rump Ranger, and he has the cutest guy in the city on his arm. Some stupid little twink. And he throws me the film. And I'm like, gosh, shoot. So he winks, though, and smooths out his mustache and leaves. I'm like, yes, I'm still in the game. Okay, so a year goes by. So I guess when you're in marital bliss, you don't need porn. So I didn't see him for a year. So he comes back in, and gone is the mustache. Gone is the cowboy hat. But he still looks, and he just smells amazing. He leans up against the counter, and with these big sad eyes, and I gotta tell you, the sadder he looks, the more turned on I'm getting. And he's like, "He dumped me." And I'm like, "What? That twink dumped this hunk? Like, why?" And it kind of, something in the back of my mind goes, pay attention to this, but whatever. So I help another customer. Jerry comes back up, and he's like, "So, want to go on a date? And I'm like, oh my God, yes, yes. I light up like a really stupid, dumb Christmas tree. And I'm like, before I can even think about it, I say, yes, what will I wear? So we're on our date, and we each drive to the restaurant, and we each drive to the bar after. And we're in the bar, and we're drinking, and the drinks are really piling up. And he seems to know the bartender intimately. And he turns to me, and he says, Sean, you want to go back to my house? And he slurs the yes in house a little too much. And I'm like, you know, bells are going off in my head. I'm like, ah, shoot, this is Marlboro Man. This is a big deal. No, no, I'm ignoring that. So we go outside and we leave our jackets inside the bar. And of course, it's winter and we don't even realize it. And I go to my car and he goes to his car and he goes, Sean, he's looking for his keys. I'll drive. And I'm like, you know, wake up. No, no, no. So I say, I'm screwed. I'm going to get in his car. So I get in his car, and it's like Mr. Toad's wild ride to his house. We are slipping. We are sliding. There's snow. I'm laughing, like, a little too much. And, like, finally we come to a snowbank outside his house, and we just come crashing to this rollicking snowbank. And he lives with his mother. In a cute little brown brick house with huge French doors and a really high fence. So we unarms and arms everything, opens everything. We go into his house, and then I go down into his basement bunker bedroom with no windows. So we're in the basement apartment, or his bedroom, and he takes off my clothes, and he takes off his clothes, and he's saying all this sexy stuff, like, I'm going to do boyfriend stuff to you. I only did this with ex-twink, but I'll do it with you. And he's all nuzzling me, and I'm all naked, and he's all naked, and our clothes are all over the place. And he gets on the bed, and he's like, come here. So I get on the bed, and then he gets on top of me, and he's all nuzzling me, and he's all purring. He's like, all this inaudible shit. And he's on me, and he's like, I'm gonna. And he passes out on top of me. He's a bigger man than I am, and I'm like sweating, and there's just heavy alcohol breath everywhere, and he's getting heavier and heavier and heavier on me. And while I'm under Jerry, it dawns on me, I think he's an alcoholic. And I have to get out of here. And I also think I'm like a rebound thing, and I've never been a rebound thing, and I've never been with an alcoholic. So with all my strength, I push him off the bed, but I'm really careful so that he doesn't fall off the bed. I'm nice. So I'm going around the floor in the dark looking for my clothes. I find his clothes, my clothes, doesn't matter. I'm putting on clothes, and I get out of the bedroom, and I crawl up, and the whole place is armed with an alarm. So I find a code, I do the alarm, I get out, but before I leave a note. And I say, hey, I had a great time. I'll see you at the video store. So his back gate is locked. I have to jump that half nude. I run all the way to the bar where my car is. Okay, next day, I'm at the video store and Jerry comes in. Gone is the smile, gone is the, you know, sparkle and everything. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, hi. He's like, do you have any films? And I'm like, yeah, you want to wait? And then I wait for him to recognize something, say something from our evening. It's all erased. It's all gone. And, you know, so I didn't work. After I was done working for the video store, I did get a letter from a former coworker, and he had taken his life. But in that moment, while I'm at the video store, with him still in front of me, with it all erased, I am wiser, but not wise enough to understand the addiction he was going through, or the problems or the dark days he had ahead. That version of myself was like years away, because in that moment, I still fall in love with everyone I meet. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
that's it. That was her episode. I love that story. That story definitely has a much darker ending than anyone was expecting, but I love it anyway. My favorite part is when people come to the videos are asking, "Do you have my porn? Do you have my porn?" You can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find more information about future shows and how to pitch your own story at itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. Now, we have some great news for our podcast too. Tomorrow, Tuesday, September 19th, the Fantastical Magical Risk podcast is going to be featuring a story recorded on our stage by none other than me, Frank Trainer. In our first collaboration with another show, tomorrow's episode of Risk will air my story, Three Things in Common with Superman, recorded during our March show at The Crow. Risk is one of the biggest storytelling podcasts in the USA, and this is a huge honor for It's Funny Now and myself, and I want to thank Kevin Allison, John LaSala, and of course, our local Risk legend in LA, David Crabb, for opening the doors of Risk to It's Funny Now and myself. Check it out on all podcasting platforms tomorrow, Tuesday, September 19th. And on our next episode, we have Federico Pellejero with his story, Drunk Savior.
In my opinion, I think that we were the right people to help. We were six young men with the strength of 300 Spartans from all the rows, and we have the confidence of a Karen, you know, that want to speak to the manager. Anything we set our minds into, we are going to make it happen. And we wanted to help that guy. We needed to help him.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.